At KBGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour. In the news for today, the Amador County School Board had a busy meeting Wednesday night as the board discussed COVID safety measures, passed a new budget for the coming fiscal year, and raised pay for substitute teachers and other positions. The final form that COVID safety measures will take when school returns in August remain to be determined. School officials await an upgraded guidance from the California Department of Health, which is expected to release their guidance for schools in the next month. Until then, such issues as social distancing, COVID testing, and quarantines and other rules for students cannot be set. Last week, the state workplace safety agency, Cal OSHA, did align workplace safety rules with the national standard set by the CDC, which allows vaccinated workers to go back to work without face masks. And the board voted to approve the school district budget for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. The district's finances are looking strong this year and are expected to take in and spend just over $49 million while maintaining a reserve of over $3 million. Spending in all categories is up as the district expects to take in healthy revenue from a rebounding economy and both state and federal COVID-19 relief funds. And the board also voted to raise salaries for both substitute teachers and other positions. Non-teacher substitutes will receive an overall increase of 6%. Substitute teachers will see their pay increased from $110 to $140 per day, with an increase for those who sub more than 50 or 120 days per school year. Substitute teacher pay had been temporarily increased to $175 per day during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, El Dorado and Stanislaus National Forest officials banning certain activities due to wildfire concern. Starting today, temporary fire restrictions in moderate hazard areas on the forest will be put in place. Forest officials cite an increase in fire danger due to severe drought conditions and warm weather as the biggest concerns this summer. Activities prohibited within the forest until further notice include smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or while stopped in an area at least 3 feet in diameter, cleared of all flammable material. Operating an internal combustion engine off paved, gravel, or dirt National Forest System roads and trails, and welding or operating an acetylene torch with open flames. There are exceptions for those with a valid wilderness permit or a California campfire permit. Those individuals can use a portable campfire pit, a lantern, or stove that uses gas, kerosene, jellied petroleum, or pressurized liquid fuel. These enhanced fire restrictions will help reduce the possibility of human-caused fires.
And Calaveras County will soon benefit from $34 million in state grants announced by Caltrans yesterday. The monies will be used to improve transportation flow and develop more sustainable communities. $194,000 is coming to the county to create an evacuation and preparedness plan. The Caltrans funding will help Calaveras County officials identify its infrastructure of most concern related to wildfires or extreme weather events. It will also look at communities that would face the most challenges evacuating in the event of an emergency. Officials will now gather information from local stakeholders and then develop a strategic plan as they move forward.
Well, excessive speed and unsafe driving, a threat to everyone on the road. This weekend, CHP and 11 other highway patrols, state patrols, and state police agencies for the western states will be out in force tomorrow through Sunday with the common goal of saving lives through speed enforcement. The speed enforcement campaign across the 12 western states follows a significant increase in speed-related incidents and traffic fatalities in 2020. In California last year, more than 500 people killed, more than 57,000 others injured in crashes caused by unsafe speed. Also last year, CHP officers issued more than 28,000 speeding citations to motorists driving in excess of 100 miles per hour and 9,300 more during the first 4 months of 2021. Now, in addition to speed, officers will look for seatbelt and child safety seat violations evidence of distracted driving and driving under the influence.
And kick off the Amador County Fair this year at the annual Fair Foundation Barbecue, Saturday, July 17th at the fairgrounds on Picnic Hill. The fun starts at 5:30 with dinner prepared by Farmhouse Barbecue and served around 6. Dinner includes award-winning pork ribs, sliced tri-tip, ranch beans, Serbian scallop potatoes, green salad, and garlic bread. Adults, $25 each. Children, 7 to 12, $12 each. And kids, 6 and under, $5. No host bar, fabulous dessert auction, and fun raffle all support the Amador County Fair Foundation's mission. To purchase tickets and to find out about the Amador County Fair Foundation, visit AmadorFairFoundation.com. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.